And in floating slow motion, the ice came down, and Jolly's feet moved alongside my mother's toward brighter light, and water started to run in the faucet, and I could see Jolly's cheek floating on my mother's shoulder, lying there all quiet, waiting to be healed. My mom lets me know what she thinks later, at home, in the kitchen. "Lavon, that Jolly's barely a child. She don't have medical benefits. She needs to take hold. She's a mess." All at once, I'm mad at my mom saying this. She don't know how hard Jolly tries. But underneath, I have to agree. I look at my mom to see if she's going to take on Jolly the way she took on the tenant council. The way her face is, it don't seem like she wants to. And I remember how the sophomores look at the freshmen like they're nothing, and how the freshmen do to the eighth graders. That's how my mom is looking about Jolly. It's looking down on somebody you're glad you're not. "Lavon," she says, "if I knew she was so, if you told me in the beginning." But then she goes soft and she says, "Well, you're a good help to her, aren't you, Lavon?" I say, "Yes, I am. I'm trying to be."